Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This video is brought to you by Incogni. Breaking. A clip is going viral from this morning of Donald Trump wandering away towards the end of his speech he gave at the White House. He clutches the podium for support and oddly walks back towards a locked door. Donald Trump is not well. All right, it has been a brutal morning for the Trump administration after a new CNN poll puts Donald Trump's approval rating at a lower point than it was after January 6th. He then came out and gave a bizarre speech at the White House talking about the polls, talking about how there's a bunch of silent support and he thinks everything is rigged before oddly walking off in a very weird moment. Just to recap very quickly, Donald Trump's approval rating over the past year has dropped 19% among Latinos, 18% among Americans younger than 45, an 18% drop is massive, a 15% drop with independents to 26%, the lowest it's been in either of his terms, and a 14% drop with men. This drop can be explained for a lot of reasons. I mean, among Latino voters, maybe it's the repeated targeted ICE raids with untrained ICE agents who are just reckless, killing U.S. citizens, killing non-citizens, abusing everybody alike. With Americans younger than 45, I don't know, maybe it's because unemployment among people in my generation is up. Unemployment for Black Americans is up. Unemployment for everybody is up since Trump took office 1 year ago. That is a direct opposite of what he claims. And, you know, they claim that mass deportations will lead to more jobs for Americans, but now they're carrying out mass deportations and we're losing jobs. We're having trouble finding more jobs. Make it make sense. It's almost like they're lying and their worldview is false. I mean, the worldview, the actual reality is most Americans are okay with legal immigration and okay with deporting people who are here illegally and have committed a repeated amount of crimes. If you've committed crime after crime after crime and you're here illegally, yeah, you should be deported. But that is not what the Trump administration is doing. They're deporting grandmas. They're deporting people who are going to the court to have their day. That is why the approval rating is dropping among Latinos, among young voters. It could be the Epstein file cover-up. It could be all of this that manifests in an old, decrepit president walking out and just barely being able to speak. Let's break this down. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. We are building a movement that can push back come the midterms and push back come the primaries in 2028. I've been a part of a lot of conversations lately about the primaries, about what candidates should be pushed, and I realize we have the power to, you know, to talk about this. We have the power to give feedback to candidates, to interview these candidates, and push them in the direction we want, and that is what we plan to do on the Adam Mockler channel. So subscribe below, and let's start with this clip of Donald Trump. He walks out and starts rambling about a rigged election, saying that it was rigged.
That election, if it wasn't rigged, it was a rigged election by millions and millions of votes.
Dude, why is he still rehashing stuff that is not true from 5 years ago? The election was not rigged. He's been in power for a year. They've illustrated no fraud because there wasn't any. Republican judges said there was no fraud, and he's just vindictive, rambly.
A guy that never left his basement. It was all run by crooked people. COVID was a little bit of a shield. We had a lot of things going on. But it was rigged by millions of votes. We did great in that election. If that election wasn't rigged, every single one of the people in this room right now would not be here. You'd be home with your son, daughter, family.
This is some really deranged shit. He then goes on to talk about the polls and says that he probably got more votes.
Probably 85 million votes. They say 78 million, 79 million. They cheated in this election, too. It was just too big to rig. Too big to rig. But they cheated like hell. They can't win on policy. Men and women sports.
This is a direct result of the polls that came out. Jake Tapper points out Trump has the right priorities versus hasn't paid enough attention to the country's important priorities. Only 32% of voters think he's had the right priorities. That's still way too high. That is a historically low number. His floor, his base, is dwindling, and 68% of Americans think he hasn't paid enough attention to the country's most important problems. What about this one? Trump's policies will move the U.S. in the right direction. Only 38% say yes, 61% say no. Trump job approval rating, 36% approve, 63% disapprove. Here's Harry Enten.
In this moment.
Yeah, okay, I would borrow the phrasing of Tony Blair, of course, the former prime minister of Great Britain, saying weak, weak, weak. It was weak over there in the United Kingdom. It is weak here in the United States when it comes to President Trump. Okay, Trump's net approval rating. Look at all the pre-SOTUS polls, the State of the Union. Look at this. Okay, we're at this point. Look at that. Negative 27 points. My goodness gracious, the snow is up to the knees here in New York City.
Very, very bad for Donald Trump. And look it, when he walked out today, his hand was looking incredibly nasty. A lot of paint. You can even see it in these videos. Some of the videos that I'll show you, you can see it in. And then he begins kind of musing about his own mortality. Listen, he talks about, I don't know how long I'll be around. Just remember,
I don't know how long I'll be around. Got a lot of people gunning for me, don't I? Huh?
What?
But I will not forget them. I'm never going to forget them.
What's this dude yapping about? You know what we're not going to forget are the Epstein files. We're not going to forget the promise you made to lower inflation on day one and the Ukraine war on day one. He claims he's ended 8 wars, but all of those are lies. They were he was like a part of a phone call after two countries started shooting at each other, and he claims he ended a war. But all of the substantive wars that are going on right now, like the civil war in Sudan and starving people, Donald Trump hasn't done anything about that. Like Israel bombing Gaza, Donald Trump hasn't done anything about that. Donald Trump has helped Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu bomb civilians. We're not going to forget that. Speaking of not forgetting things, Donald Trump, we're not going to forget the Epstein files you've covered up. We're not going to forget the economic destruction you've caused to small businesses while claiming that because you brought in $18 trillion to large corporations, it's okay to destroy small businesses. But guess what? The $18 trillion was a lie. We brought in like $150 billion off the back of small businesses that you destroyed. It's absolutely sickening. And in this clip right here, you can see, let me try to play this because you can kind of see his hand in the bad makeup. I'm going to zoom in and play this for a second.
Here we are these years later, and you can tell all of the work he's done. He's never missed a day of fighting for the American family. I don't know if I've ever met a man who is more interested in this country and running his country and getting it back in shape. And I'm so grateful for what he does every single day.
Someone in the comments asks, what is this event supposed to be? And they reply, it's supposed to honor angel families. So it's an event to honor the families of people who have been murdered. And Donald Trump is quite literally ranting about election fraud and election integrity because he got poor polling today.
And Trump seems to be well underneath it at this point. Compare that to where he was in 2020, 2019, and 2018 in term one going into those state of the unions. Minus 10, way lower now. Minus 15, way lower now. Minus 15, way lower now. The bottom line is this. Donald Trump has never been weaker going into a State of the Union address, according to our CNN polling, than he is right now, and weaker by a considerable amount.
And this brings me on to Donald Trump just getting up and walking off. This says, breaking. A clip is going viral from this morning of Donald Trump wandering away toward the end of the event at the White House. He clutches the podium for support and oddly walks towards a locked door as everyone awkwardly remains seated. He is not well. Take a look.
Thank you.
Is he going to speak? Oh. This is after rambling about election integrity for angel families. Really quickly, you want to know something that's genuinely bothered me for the past few weeks? Is realizing how much of my personal information is just out there online, not hacked or not leaked by something I signed up for, just floating around because entire companies exist to collect, package, and sell details about you without asking. That's why I rely on Incogni to remove my name, home address, phone number, relatives, work history, all of that from the internet and make sure it's not in the wrong hands. If you guys ever get those spam calls from your hometown, but then you answer it and it's not from your hometown, it's some scammer, that is what I'm talking about. They collect your data, collect your info, and then micro-target you. Incogni is a service that helps wipe your personal data from the internet by going directly to the companies that collect and sell it and demanding removal on your behalf. Setting it up was super simple. I created my account, I told Incogni whose data they should remove, and I gave them permission to act for me. And now I just get to sit back and watch as more and more of my information is removed on their dashboard. And it's huge because even one unremoved profile can expose your home address or family information to the wrong person. That's where their new custom removal feature comes in. You can ask them to remove a specific amount of information, specific data. And with Incogni's Unlimited and Family Unlimited plans, you're not limited to their standard list. If you find your personal info on some random people search site, you can point Incogni directly to that list and ask them to remove it for you. So make sure you check out incogni.com/mockler and use code Mockler to get 60% off an annual plan. Again, incogni.com/mockler and use code Mockler to get 60% off. The link and code are on screen right now. They're also in the first line of the description. If you care about privacy and safety, check out Incogni. Thank you.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.